It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena. Mayor Phil Goff, how are you this morning?
Oh, morena. Well, alert level 4 was bad enough, and now we've got big floods out in the west and northwest. So, but, you know, for every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. Our lake levels went up by over 3% last night. So we're now up over 67%. But I'm sure the people in West Auckland didn't need the level of rain that they were getting. At one stage, they were getting about 90 millimetres an hour. That's down to about 40 now, but we have got a serious situation out west.
What kind of damage are we seeing at the moment?
We think that there's probably been around 50 houses that have to have been evacuated. I'll probably try, within the limits of COVID Alert 4, to have a look on the ground and see quite how bad it is. But I'm imagining that there'll be houses that people can't move back into. And at alert level 4, that makes it particularly hard. They've largely self-evacuated to be with friends and family. We have got a shelter set up, but we may need to provide accommodation to support the needs of people while the houses are being cleaned out and repaired. But that's really hard under alert level 4 as well.
What are the best ways for people to be who might be in situations where they've had to evacuate or they're looking for some support or places to stay? What's the best ways for them to, I guess, contact? Is it the council or are there specific crisis points set up for this?
We've got Auckland Emergency Management doing the coordinating here. They're on 0800 22 22 00. And we're updating information on Auckland Emergency Manager's Facebook and Twitter at the present time. In some of the areas, the flooding is quite extensive. I've seen, you know, pictures of flooding up to the top of garage roofs. I've seen reports that cars have been swept away. It is reasonably localised, you know, so right out our way, you know, closer to the Hoonuas. You know, our rain gauge probably only showed about 20 to 30 mils overnight. But, you know, for the people that are affected in this way, it's critically important to them, and we want to try to provide the support we can. We've got fire service out there, we've got police out there, we've got Auckland Emergency Management out there. Since dawn, people have been doing on-the-ground inspections, so we've got a clearer picture of what needs to be done. We'll have a list of roads that are closed out from Auckland Transport shortly. I know State Highway 16 up through Cumu is closed off and Cumu cut off from the city. So, yeah, it was something that, too, that we didn't get much notice of. We, you know, we knew there'd be thunder and lightning overnight and there'd be rain, but we didn't know that it was going to be to this extent. And I guess I'll be asking some questions about that, but weather forecasting is not an exact science, and nobody was predicting that this would happen.
With the compounding factors of level 4 restrictions in place and also people who are having to evacuate at the moment or are concerned about their property or their situation right now, what is the advice as it stands for managing those two things at once?
Yeah, well, it obviously puts more pressure on our people on the ground, but they're coping reasonably well with that. I think we were pretty resigned to the fact that we were going to have alert level 4 maybe for a couple more weeks at least before we go down.
But for people who are just specifically trying to work out what they should be doing right now if they're trying to get out of their property or move out of their space, is there any specific guidance for how to manage under alert level 4?
Yeah, the guidance is that obviously a flooding emergency overrides the alert level 4 orders, but people are still asked to use their common sense to mask up, take their masks with them, to socially distance where they can do that. But nobody's going to go out and say, look, what are you doing living in this house with this other family? That's not your bubble, if their house has been flooded. You know, people are going to be really sympathetic to those that are faced with that situation. But we're just asking people to keep as many of those precautions in place as you know, it's realistic to do so in the circumstances.
Well, we are thinking of everybody going through that at the moment. It's extremely stressful, and I hope everyone is managing to stay dry and warm out there. But let's talk a little bit more about this lockdown extension that was announced yesterday by the Prime Minister. We're seeing for Auckland at least until the 14th of September, alert level four. The government will be meeting on the 13th to look at that decision making. Now, what does this mean materially for Aucklanders? It will be difficult for some people going through this longer period. Is the council doing anything to increase support for families or people who are struggling at this time?
Yeah, it is really difficult. It's not that we haven't been here before. We have. But we know that, you know, while many people will get through it, and, you know, people have even said to me, gee, I don't mind this, I'm getting some quality time with family, etc. There are other people for whom it's not so great, and those are people that might have lost their income, businesses that, you know, don't have any income coming in, but they still have the costs that they face. And, you know, for people... One of the key things this time, because of the sheer number of people and close contacts, the close contacts that you know can't get out to do their essential shopping. So what I've got council doing is a number of things. MSD is doing most of the work in regard to making sure that there's adequate supply to food banks. And I talked to their minister last night. She said it is putting some strain on the system, but they are coping. What we're trying to do, we're doing calls at the moment out to families that are having to self-isolate because mm-hmm. they're close contacts, to make sure that they have got food deliveries set up, and to see whether they need help with food parcels, etc. We will be reactivating our calls to elderly people living alone that aren't on internet. We're working using a database from the Ministry of Social Development so we can just check up on their well-being. Obviously, we're asking people not to physically visit their neighbours or friends, but to give them a phone call, see mm-hmm. if they're okay, and if there's anything that we can do to help if they do need that sort of assistance, we'll help out with that.
Where do people go to find that information about, you know, numbers to call or websites to check out if they are struggling at the moment? Is there a council directory set up, or is that something that will be set up?
Yeah, we've got a COVID centre at the moment that is set up and is available for calls, and I think you could probably even ring on the number that we're using for the floods, which I've got right in front of me at the moment, 0800 22 22 00. We're outreaching to, you know, obviously Pacific providers, because this has really hit the Pacifica community hard, we're working through Auckland Unlimited to make sure that we're getting feedback from businesses. We're also looking, obviously, at the impact on our own finances, and, you know, for example, Auckland Transport losing $5 million a week, because we're down to about 6% of normal public transport mm-hmm. use, so we're running services, but only small patronage, essential workers, and so on. I'm talking to government. Most particularly, look, we've been through this before, where we've been at a higher level than the rest of the country. That is because we're the gateway city. It is because we've got the majority of quarantine facilities here. And what I'm saying to government is, please try to keep up the rate of vaccinations. We've been doing hugely well in the last couple of weeks. We have some staffing capacity, with hospitals not able to do elective surgery, so more staff available. We have been doing 25,000 injections a day in Auckland, and, you know, places like the Henderson Trust Arena and the Airport Park and Ride, where we're doing, you know, maybe 5,000 injections through drive-through. We'd like to sustain mm-hmm. that rate of inoculation, and I've been talking to Aisha Verrill, the minister, associate minister, who's expert in this area, and she's saying, look, if we can, we're seeking out to try to get extra supplies, and if we can get that, yes, of course, Auckland, that needs to be a priority. And the Prime Minister acknowledged that yesterday as well.
It is great that we're seeing that prioritisation now. You have been calling for the prioritisation of Auckland vaccines for a long time. Do you feel frustrated that it's taken another outbreak for us to get that, or is this something that you think was just an inevitability?
Well, you know, we each day, and I probably said it on the program before, that we were COVID-free in the community. We celebrated being in the best position in the world. But all of us had in the back of our mind that, you know, with the Delta variant and looking across the Tasman, what's happening in Sydney, still happening 200 plus cases a day, we knew that there was a good chance that somehow or other the virus would get into the community, and it did. Now, you know, the sad thing is that it happened just at the time that the vaccination campaign was ramping up, and we've made huge progress in the last fortnight. You know, now majority of people having had at least one vaccination and over a quarter of the people having had two. It would have been great if we could have done it earlier, but, you know, that's when the vaccines were ordered. We took the call to go with Pfizer, which is the best vaccine. They delivered. They're meeting their undertakings to deliver what they did. Government's now seeing if there's any extra vaccine that they can get, given the situation that we're facing in Auckland at the moment, and you know, all power to them to do that. But look, overall, I think, you know, we did the right thing. We went into, you know, we went into the COVID alert 4 at a speed that would take your breath away. You know, it was with a couple of hours' notice. The government has stepped up to the mark in that regard. There are other things that might have been done better. That's because the system is run by humans, and humans have all sorts of frailties. But, you know, I do take heart, and I just be watching at 1 o'clock today to see what the latest figures are. But we got a significant reduction in new cases yesterday. Too early to say that it's a trend, but we're all hoping like hell that shows that the impact of the lockdown is really having an effect, which I hope it is.
Certainly awesome to see people just getting on with it and doing what we are quite good at doing now here in Tāmaki Makaurau. Yeah. There's definitely something to be said for practice.
Yeah, big call out, Rachel, to all of our staff out there that have been at the same time, you know, demand on the health system to test at record levels and to vaccinate at record levels. And occasionally I hear, and I heard it about public transport, you know, three teenagers attacking an elderly bus driver, gouging his eyes out. That sort of behaviour is absolutely disgusting. And what I'm asking for people to do, and most people are, you know, let's get in context, most people are bloody good. But think about our health staff, think about our staff doing those essential services, and show a bit of thoughtfulness towards them. And for those people that attacked that bus driver, I've got nothing but absolute contempt. And I hope the book is really thrown at them, notwithstanding their age.
Well, we are probably going to have to wrap up here. We'll have to talk about water care another day. And Māori Woods. We'll certainly have plenty of time to talk about that in the future. But we appreciate you giving us the update on what's happening with the storm at the moment and also COVID. And we'll talk to you again next week. Have a good one until then, and stay safe in your bubble. Ka kite.
Yeah, take care, everybody out there. Ka kite.
Ka kite. Thanks.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.